our job as best as possible. Right now, we're in a slump, and we got to find a way to get out of it. You know, I think we have some resilient players on this team. We have a lot of great leadership here, and I think we'll right the ship shortly.
Kerry, it's 10-0. You guys obviously all stick together, but that interception return for a touchdown, when you think you're getting back into a ball game, how deflating is that on the sideline when you're watching that play go through?
I mean, naturally, it's deflating. You know, you try to keep up good spirits, but, you know, it's just a part of the game, and it's our job to come out and stop them. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to stop them, and we had some stops, but it wasn't enough consistency. And, you know, it's just something that we got to go to the drawing board and fix. And we have some resilient guys here, so I know we can do it.
How disappointing is it to have that slump, this slump, so close to the end of the season?
I mean, it's difficult because this is one of the worst slumps I've been in football. But, you know, the great thing I can say about this team is that we have great leadership. The head man is behind us. We have great leadership in Ed Reed and Ray Lewis. Those guys are the catalyst for the team, and you know, we stick by those guys, and we understand we need to make a play. We got to make plays, and we're gonna go back to the drawing board this week. We're gonna fix and make corrections, and we're gonna move on to the Giants.
Did it make any difference to you this week knowing that it was Peyton Manning being the offense on the other side of the ball?
No, I mean, as far as I was concerned, they were nameless, faceless individuals. They were just another team coming in here, M&T Bank, and they were gonna try to beat us.
Kerry, you had a number of good pass pickups today. Can you just talk about this? It wasn't all bad for you.
I mean, I didn't play to my best football today, knowing that. You know, I could say that as a man and as a teammate. I just was off today, and, you know, sometimes that happens. But my job is to go out there and make as many plays as I possibly can. Today wasn't my day. You know, and I take full responsibility for it. It wasn't coaching. It wasn't my teammates. It was me. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's just something I got to go to the drawing board and make adjustments and, you know, just find a way. Just have to play better. That's simple as it gets.
Sorry if you already asked this, but just what did happen on the touchdown?
It was a double move, man. And, you know, it's the whole game. It was a cat and mouse game out there. So it was one of those situations where, you know, previously before that, he gave me a double move, stutter, stop, and came back. And, you know, and then he gave me a double move, stutter, stop, and go. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things where it was a great play call. He was able to make the play, and I didn't. You know, he beat me.
Kerry, Joe said in there that three-game losing streak like this is going to test the locker room. So how do you pass that test? What happens?
You know what? I think, you know, we're a family here. We're going to stick together through thick and thin. You know, we have resilient guys here. We got great leadership. We have a great head coach, great defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator here. We all believe into the system. It's just a matter of us going out there and handling business whenever we can. We're just not finishing right now for whatever reason. And, you know, we want to really just right the ship as quickly as possible, man, because you want to get out of this slump before, you know, the playoffs. We could possibly be out of the playoffs if we don't play well, you know what I mean? So we understand the urgency of these next couple weeks. We understand the urgency of this week. As far as we're concerned, it's a must-win.
And I know you guys referenced it some during the week just with the injuries. Torrey goes down today with a concussion. Bernard Pierce has one, too. Howard, I think, had the hamstring that he was dealing with. Just how frustrating, how ridiculous has this rash of injuries become for you guys?
I mean, it's definitely frustrating. I'm not going to lie to you, but the point is that, you know, it's the next guy up, man. We got to find a way to win. We all get paid here to win games and do our best. You know, at the right times or whenever we're called on. So, you know, just unfortunately for us, we have been bombarded with injuries. But those guys are tough. They're going to fight through those injuries. They're going to try to do their best to play next week. We need them. We need everybody.